Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
Happy New Year. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. On the East Coast, the new year is 1 hour old, but at this hour, the new year has just arrived in the Central Time Zone.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Plymouth, Wisconsin, the self-proclaimed cheese capital of the world. This community of about 8,600 celebrates the new year with its annual cheese drop. A 30-pound piece of aluminum cheese is lowered from a fire ladder. Hundreds of people showed up for the latest cheese drop.
We came from Omaha, Nebraska to watch the cheese drop.
It's cheesy. It's hometown.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Plymouth, Wisconsin.
CBS's Wendy Gillette says tens of thousands of people rung in 2023 in Times Square in New York.
2023 arrived at the stroke of midnight with a nearly 12,000-pound Waterford crystal ball drop and about a ton of confetti flying through the air. Many revelers said they were feeling good as they look forward to the year ahead.
Police in Idaho are looking forward to the arrival of 28-year-old Brian Kohlberger from Pennsylvania, where he was arrested at his parents' home on charges of killing four University of Idaho students last month. More on that from CBS's Danya Backus.
Police have not found the murder weapon, but did recover the white Hyundai Elantra they say Kohlberger used to drive cross-country from Washington State University, where he lived and attended school. The university is less than 20 minutes from Moscow. Friday, investigators searched his apartment.
We are still looking for all pieces of evidence.
Even with the arrest, authorities say the investigation is far from over. They're still asking for tips about the suspect from anyone who knows him.
The Vatican is preparing for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict, who died Saturday at the age of 95. CBS's Chris Livesay reports from Rome on the life of the first pope in 600 years to resign.
He became pope at age 78. Born Joseph Ratzinger in a small German town in 1927, he was forced to join the Hitler Youth at age 14, and in 1943 was conscripted into an anti-aircraft unit in the German army. He deserted and was taken prisoner by the Americans. He entered the priesthood after the war, rose to become a cardinal, and earned the nickname God's Rottweiler as a rigid enforcer of church policy.
In the Fiesta Bowl Saturday, third-seeded TCU beat undefeated number 2 Michigan 51-45. At the Peach Bowl, another exciting game, number 1 Georgia beat number 4 Ohio State 42-41.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's a novel use of therapy dogs.
The animals are being used to help medical and nursing students at the University of Virginia, including Beth and Julian, distress from their intense studies.
We do a lot of studying in this space, and so a lot of times we're in this space not necessarily feeling quite as joyful as we are today. So it was really exciting and just a big burst of energy every time a new dog comes in wagging their tail, and it's really fun.
The therapy dogs are also used for patients at the UVA Medical Center. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Most grocery, home goods, home improvement, drug, and department stores and restaurants will be open Sunday, but they may be opening later than usual or closing earlier than usual. Most big box stores will be open Sunday as well, but most Costco, Trader Joe's, Aldi's, and Sam's Clubs will be closed. Because January 1st falls on a Sunday this year, the federal holiday is observed on Monday the 2nd, so no mail till Tuesday. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but what about the nose? How do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. People try Navage for lots of reasons. Sinusitis, colds, allergies, snoring, things that make it hard to breathe through your nose. But over time, they find that cleaning their nose makes them feel better, a lot better. Over 3 million Navage users have written more than 100,000 reviews, averaging 4.7 stars, saying, best product I've ever used, and amazing, I love my Navage. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Civic Media Radio Network across the state. Or be tuning in to WTV. Watch us tonight. Oh, with a band that I love. And further ado, we're going to now hands together for the civil engineers.
One, two.
present. And if I die tomorrow, how much would you miss? Baby, 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 would you miss? If you're gonna as you told me in your desperate, tell them everything.
Down.
Let's see him fight me.
Thank you. With Spaceship TV folks, Max, Kay, Terry, love you. I leave you in the cold, 'cause it's not yours. Deep in the cold. Nobody.
not supposed to say. We already told the guys in the interview. Tell you guys.
Seems dark. Old wound. The darkness. This voice will haunt.
Hope you guys at home liked that new one. Here's a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much. Give it up for Linda and the Zeros coming up next, and Porky's Groove Machine. Great night here. It's a great night. Great way to spend your New Year's Eve, everybody. Thanks for having us. Thank you, guys. I love you. I think it's time we hear a little from my friend Kyle over here. I've been doing a lot of singing. Give me a break for a second. Vocals on that song, and I got Rebecca and Loretta over here on the horns. I love that joke, but it falls a lot harder in an empty studio. Hey, this is our last song. We've been the Civil Engineers. Thank you so much for having us on the spaceship.tv. It's pretty cool in here. Your approval.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.